I think we should start because we have a very tight schedule. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This session is about science governance in Africa, looking at the challenges, the opportunities, and also action. Not only just challenges and opportunities, but we also have to look at certain action that we feel would be appropriate to make use of the opportunities to address the challenges. So I'll just very briefly highlight some of the challenges and the opportunities that might help to set the scene and help us to discuss the issues later. The challenges facing the continent in the area of science governance are many and varied, but I would just would like to highlight two of them. The first, of course, the one that you know very well, and these are the sustainability problems. The problems that Africa faces at the moment in water security, in energy security, in food security, in health security. And these problems, as has been highlighted by many of the speakers yesterday and today, are very much people are coming now. Okay, I just mentioned the title of this meeting, just in case you are in the right place. This is Science Governance in Africa, the challenges, the opportunities, and action. And I just wanted to set the scene by highlighting a number of the challenges and a number of opportunities. The challenges, as I said just now, are very well known to all of you. The sustainability problems, this is one major challenge facing the continent in the form of water security, energy security, food security, health security, and various other problems related to the sustainable development goals. All these issues are very much encapsulated in the sustainable development goals. And this is the real challenge, how Africa is going to address the sustainable development goals. These issues, as has been highlighted yesterday and today by many speakers in this forum, are complex, they are interrelated, interconnected, and they are global in nature. But they are very severe in Africa. Africa is really a place or a continent where these problems are really highlighted very severely. Of course, if we want to address these problems, we have to look at the most important vehicle that will enable us to address these issues. And this, of course, as has been mentioned in the introduction that has been circulated to you, these are the issues related to science, technology, and innovation. And especially, and I would like to emphasize that, especially the frontier and cutting edge science, technology, and innovation. These are very, very important to address these very critical problems. And so the second challenge, in my view, relates to that specifically, and this is the poor status of research and education in Africa. The statistics or the data made available in 2013 related to scientific publications in peer-reviewed journals globally shows that the contribution of the entire continent, Africa, all of it, is only 2%. 2% of the publications, the global publications of the world, are provided by African scientists, 2%. And just imagine this figure and compare it to South Korea. South Korea, according to the data, is 4%, twice as in Africa. So that really shows the level of quality of science and education in the continent. And this is, in my view, is the real challenge. So how to build excellence in research and education? And how to build not just excellence in research and education, how to build the problem-solving capacities of the African scientists and the African institutions, in my view, is probably the most important challenge that the continent faces. Of course, there are many other challenges that I don't think we'll have time to discuss them here. Peace, security, governance in general, issues related to democracy and the rule of law. These are real issues that affect also science and technology governance. But we don't have time to discuss that. The opportunities apparently are several, and I would just like to highlight just a few of them. Natural resources, of course, as you all know, Africa is very rich in natural resources, not only in oil, gas, and minerals, but also in renewable resources of energy, such as solar energy, wind energy, and hydropower. And Africa is also rich in biodiversity. It's one of the richest continents in the world in biodiversity and the traditional knowledge that relates to biodiversity. So in my view, this is a great opportunity and the resource that Africa has to utilize. The human resources is also a great asset, especially the youth. Just imagine 40% of the African population are under the age of 15. So it's a huge resource that if utilized properly, it can offer an opportunity for training the next generation of problem-solving Africans, but we have to address the issue of how to train them properly. And of course, as I mentioned, cutting-edge science and technology is a great opportunity for Africa to solve homegrown problems and the challenges I just highlighted. So one has to see how to build the capacities in cutting-edge technology. So the question I think that confronts our very distinguished panelists here is how to use these opportunities are just highlighted, how to use these opportunities to address some of the challenges and the issues and the problems that I highlighted earlier. So this is what we intend to do here. We're not going to solve all the problems, but probably going to highlight some of the solutions that are really essential and critical. And we're very happy to have with us four distinguished panelists among us here. On my right, Professor Romain Morenzi, who is the Executive Director of the World Academy of Sciences, TWAS, and the former Minister of Science and Technology of Rwanda. On my left, we have Francisca Okeke. She is a professor of physics at the University of Nigeria, and she was also one of the awardees of the L'Oréal UNESCO Award. This is the award for from Africa for women in science, a very high level award, and we are very, very delighted to have you here. And then we have Almami Conte here. Almami is also a physicist. But he is now a senior policy expert at the African Observatory on Science, Technology, and Innovation. And then finally, we have our youngest panelist among us, Dr. Henry Roman, who is the director of the Department of Science and Technology in South Africa, and co-chair of the World Association of Young Scientists. You have, I think it's been circulated to you, the profiles of these speakers, so you all have it. I don't have to go through them. So without further ado, I would really like now to invite Professor Romain Morenzi to give us his reflections on the issues I just highlighted. But if you can speak for less than 15 minutes, it would be great, because then we'll have time for discussion.